We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve is in the morning now, 8:48 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
9-year-old girl killed in Detroit, mauled by neighbor's pit bulls.
Two.
Wichita City Council considering $53 million in bonds for improvements at Presbyterian Manor Senior Living.
One.
Wichita Police seeking suspects in two recent homicides. That's 19 for the year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning We've got traffic accident here, non-injury traffic accident, eastbound K-96 right around I-235. Continue watching for a little slowdown on that one again. That's eastbound K-96 right at I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Heat advisory today. Mostly sunny and hot with a high of 99 degrees. The heat index could top 105 again today. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 74. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, only 90. Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind at 8 miles per hour and 79 degrees. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Is Planned Parenthood choosing abortion over serving low-income women? That's coming up, the Glenn Beck program, 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. Stocks are starting off the trading week in the green.
The tech-heavy Nasdaq closing up 107 points. The S&P 500 up 35 points. And the Dow closing 249 points higher. That's the third day in a row where the S&P and the Dow finished in positive territory. All 11 S&P sectors closed higher on the day. The 10-year Treasury yield ended higher as investors moved away from bonds and into stocks. That move helped push bank stocks higher. Apple was one of the top Dow winners. The president said he heard a compelling argument from Apple CEO Tim Cook that tariffs are hurting U.S. companies. Apple shares closed almost 2% higher. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Christina Partsenevelis, Fox News.
An airport security worker in New York has been fired for handing a passenger a handwritten note that said, "You ugly." The June incident came to light after passenger Neil Strassner obtained security video through a public records request and posted it to YouTube. The video from Greater Rochester International Airport shows the worker handing Strassner the note after he passes through a metal detector. Strassner says he didn't think much of it and continued toward his gate. That's when he says the woman yelled out, "You going to open the note?" Strassner says when he did, the woman burst out laughing. He later complained to her supervisors. The Transportation Security Administration says the woman worked for a contractor. The agency says it has zero tolerance for this type of behavior. Mm. Handing a note to somebody that says, "You ugly." Well, that's not the right thing to do. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, a growing company at Wichita's airport, and editor Bill Roy with us this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita Company ready to move forward with an expansion at the airport. Signature Flight Support, a fixed-base operator at the airport, plans to spend at least $2 million as it occupies 90,000 square feet of hangar space inside a former Beechcraft facility. The company is based in Orlando, been in Wichita since 2008. Some of the scooters that are being offered in downtown Wichita have been thrown off parking garages. Some others have been tossed into the Arkansas River. WBJ reporter Shelby Reynolds shadowed a Zagster worker whose job it is to make sure the scooters are working every day and in their places each day. The story is on our website. And Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says the U.S. is granting China's Huawei a temporary reprieve on doing business there. Washington will extend a temporary general license for companies to do business with Huawei for 90 days. The move is to give some rural telecom companies time to wean themselves off the Chinese company. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So they're throwing these things off buildings? Are you saying?
Yep. There have been instances of that, and tossing them in the river.
Looks like there are some people misbehaving, and they're just going to probably ruin it for everybody if they're not, if we don't get a handle
on
it. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Just continuing with National Radio Day. This is National Radio Day. We celebrate this great medium of which you and I and Ted and Jad are a part every day. And I just wondered if there's anybody who, when you were growing up, anybody who on the radio inspired you to want to do this for a living.
Oh, yeah. There were a couple of people. Bruce Rice was at Channel 5. He was a sports guy in the 60s and early 70s at Channel 5, KCMO in Kansas City on TV. And then there was, what was his name? On WHB. I can't remember his name. I lost it here.
Bob Meade.
But Bob Meade was there, of course. And then there was Charles Gray.
Charles Gray, yeah.
Remember Charles Gray.
I think I met Charles Gray.
WDAF.
All right. So there's a couple. Ted, how about you? Anybody that inspired you to want to do this, other than Mike Kennedy?
Well,
of
you.
Yeah.
Right. I listened to you when I was growing up.
You know, I listened to a guy. Just a quick story. I listened to a guy before I started work at KWBB. And there was a guy on in the evenings named Rick Stewart. And the guy had he was in middays. I beg your pardon. Big voice, great big voice. Everything he said, it was short, but it was so cool. I mean, the way he said it, I said, that guy was so neat. I'd like to know him. So I go to work at KWBB, and one of the first guys I meet is Rick Stewart. Rick Smith was his real name. And sure enough, we hit it off immediately. You know, you know how you imagine people. I thought, this guy's got to be like a surfer with a big blonde, good looking guy, short, dark haired Italian.
Yeah.
It's amazing that people will tell you.
Yeah, the radio guys never look like their voices.
We never look like we're supposed to.
Fred Huddleston, another hero of mine.
Fred Huddleston,
you bet.
Because I worked with Fred for several years.
There's Nelson Schock.
Nelson Schock at KFDI, yeah. You know, the other ones, I remember Dan, and the others I remember, but of course, I grew up listening to sports a lot.
Right.
So you got guys like Rick Weaver on your receiver at KFH here in Wichita, who is terrific.
Gus Greeby.
Gus Greeby, but not so much Gus. He was a little bit.
Well, he's one of mine.
Yeah, Rick Weaver. And listening to the Kansas City Athletics baseball, Monty Moore, who went on. He went with them out to Oakland and became their announcer out there. So anyway, this is National Radio Day, so celebrate, ladies and gentlemen, by listening to KNSS all day long. Right, Ted?
Sure.
That's the only way.
That's the way to do it, baby.
All right. We've got the news coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Wichita police investigating the city's 19th homicide of the year. That's one of the stories coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day long on National Radio Day. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Heat advisory today, high of 99, now 79 degrees.
Foley Rental.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.